right, here we go. Continuing on, we have a health segment for you this time. By and a groundbreaking initiative, the Testicular Cancer Society is rewriting the playbook on men's health with an amateur anti-doping test kit. To explain more about that is Professor Michael Rovito. He is a testicular cancer specialist, and let's talk a little bit in general about the topic, and then we'll shift over and talk about the new breakthroughs that you guys are doing. The importance of early detection of testicular cancer.
Oh, yeah, sure. Testicular cancer, if you catch it early enough, you have a 95% chance of surviving and living a long, healthy life. It's the issue of getting men to do the prevention techniques to catch it early enough. That's why this amateur anti-doping test is a perfect way for us to kind of help reach out to guys to get them to check early and often.
Is part of the problem that men are just not as willing to deal with their health, even go to the doctor?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long-running issue with men and boys. They're not as proactive with their health and well-being as women and girls are, and that's a major barrier. But we're trying to fix that with this new approach.
And obviously, we've talked a lot about breast cancer. Very similar, basically, self-exams are an important part of prevention.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Once a month, you should be doing this. Every man, the highest risk is between the ages of 15 and 45. Around then, that's when you're most apt to get it. And by chance, that's the most, that's the age where men and boys tend to not be the most proactive with their health. So this is a very urgent issue among that age group that you have to get checking every month.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing, bridging the gap for amateur athletes. Kind of help me make the leap from we've talked in general about testicular cancer and the importance of early detection. How does that bridge with this part that you're dealing with amateur athletes?
We're trying to reach any guy. And so this is one segment of man and boy, of men that we're trying to reach are these amateur athletes out there. And there's millions of them around the world. And so pro athletes, they get screened all the time for anti-doping. This kind of acts that way. It doesn't test for, you know, dope or anything like that, but it acts as that. So it's designed for amateur athletes. As pros get screened all the time, the amateurs don't. So we're missing out on this issue of screening. The campaign really brings together health tools to the grassroots sports population. Pretty much, it's a urine-based kit with easy instructions. It feels like anti-doping test, but it checks for testicular cancer markers, actually. It can be done at home, in the changing room, or at the gym. It's a very convenient way of doing this. And teams and athletes can actually go up and sign up online and pledge interest at amateurantidopingtest.com.
Well, without getting into too much of the medical part of it, but just basically layman's terms, how does a urine sample help us determine whether there's possible signs of testicular cancer?
So pretty much, you'll pee in a cup, you'll mail that sample in, like you'll get that sample into the lab, they'll check for a certain marker, a certain protein or a certain hormone, and they'll see if that hormone is higher or lower. And if it's higher, you're at risk or you have a higher chance of having a certain type of testicular cancer. And that's how easy it is. It's just taking a pee test.
Are you making this available? Obviously, you're making this available through various organizations that are test athletes for other things. What other avenues, like, is it going to reach the point where maybe an average person can just do this, kind of like the, I'm thinking of the Cologuard test that's done for certain types of cancers?
Yeah. I mean, yes, it would be great to kind of scale up to that point. We want to see, this is kind of like, it's not really a feasibility test, but like we're trying to see if these men will actually take this and run with it. And it seems to be that they really are. There's some groundswell of interest going on. It'd be fantastic if at some point we can get this into the hands of any man or boy out there that's willing to take it.
And I would guess that by starting with athletes, and of course athletes, whether they like to admit it or not, are oftentimes role models. So is the possibility that these athletes could then become advocates for testicular cancer awareness?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. We welcome any and all to come out here and promote this, to try to get the knowledge and awareness of testicular cancer among men and boys higher and higher. Not just them, but also their loved ones, their daughters, their mothers, their sisters, their girlfriends, anybody.
And again, we've been talking with Michael Revito, associate professor in the Department of Health Sciences at the University of Central Florida and an expert on testicular cancer. We're going to wrap it up and let you tell us if people want to learn more about this test or about awareness of testicular cancer in general.
Sure. You can go to amateurantidopingtest.com to sign up for your pledge to get one of these. Also, you can check out the Testicular Cancer Society. That is the main push behind this initiative, and I can be found at the University of Central Florida or the MaleWellnessCollective.com.
And we've been visiting with Dr. Michael Revito, and we thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.